Centuries of Change by Ian Mortimer. Narrated by Mike Grady and Ian Mortimer. Introduction. Printing, gunpowder and the compass. These three have changed the whole face and state of things throughout the world. Francis Bacon, Novum Organum, 1620. One evening, towards the end of 1999, I was at home watching the news on television. After the presenter had delivered the main stories of the day, she started to introduce a resume of what I thought would be the events of the past 12 months, as usual, on such late December evenings. That year, however, she began a review of the whole 20th century. As we draw to the end of the century that has seen more change than any other, she began. I caught those words in my mind, held them there, and started thinking about them. What do we really know about change? I wondered. What makes this presenter so confident that the 20th century saw more change than, say, the 19th, when railways transformed the world? Or the 16th, when Copernicus suggested that the earth rotates around the sun, and Luther broke the Christian church in two? Soon, black and white movies, a mushroom cloud, space rockets, cars and computers began to fill my television screen. The presenter's statement that the 20th century had seen more change than any other was clearly based on the assumption that change is synonymous with technological development, and that the 20th century's innovations were without parallel. In the years that have passed since that day, I've talked about change with a great many people. When asked the question, which century saw the most change, almost everyone agrees with the newsreader. Surely it is the 20th. Some people laugh at the very idea that I could even consider it to be any other. When pressed to explain, they usually respond by pointing to one or more of 5 20th century inventions: flight, the atomic bomb, the moon landing, the internet, and the mobile phone. They seem to believe that these modern achievements make everything else that went before inferior, and that change in previous centuries was barely noticeable by comparison. This seems to me to be an illusion. In respect of the assumptions that modern achievements represent the most significant changes, and that pre-modernity was relatively static.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?